as man shakes off the shackles of fear, as he bridges continents and oceans with his machines, generations and centuries with his records. He must substitute for each transcended restraint a new and voluntarily assumed restraint in accordance with the moral dictates of expanding human wisdom. These self-imposed restraints are at once the most powerful and the most tenuous of all the factors of human civilization, concepts of justice and ideals of brotherhood. Man even qualifies himself for the restraining garments of mercy when he dares to love his fellow men, while he achieves the beginnings of spiritual brotherhood when he elects to mete out to them the treatment which he himself would be accorded, even the treatment which he conceives that God would accord them.